Welcome back to a special episode of Time for Women. Recently, I visited with actress Jane Seymour on the set of her TV show, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, which airs its season finale this coming Saturday night on CBS. I asked her to describe for you the beautiful setting in L.A. where Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman takes place.
Well, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. It's a state park. As far as the eye can see, there's just beautiful hills and trees and wildlife everywhere. I've seen mountain lions here, rattlesnakes, obviously coyotes, and deer, rabbits. It really is wild. And then there's the beautiful sets. And the fun part is that when you make movies, usually there are like sound stages and, you know, it's not real. I mean, you walk in and behind it, it's all fake. Here, the general store is a real, it's like a real store. The clinic's a real clinic. And you actually walk through the door and it really is as you see it on television. You know, we have a few what we call sound stages, but they're in a barn. So, you know, the upside is that everything's very realistic and fun when people come to visit. The downside is that, you know, if it rains or nature prevails in any way, we're living in a sort of pile of mud and there's lots of creepy crawlies everywhere.
So when we see the interior scenes, they're actually like the clinic. You shoot inside the building here that's the clinic?
We walk in the door and we're in the clinic, and then we're all swished in the clinic trying to make it work. Of course, you normally make films, you move walls and things and, you know, ceilings disappear and things like that. Of course, you can't do that in the clinic. Everyone just has to get very small and squish up and, you know, try and do some clever camera angles.
I think that's why it looks so realistic on TV. I mean, it's really a beautiful show on TV. You must be very proud of being part of such good family programming.
I think the quality is exceptional. It's like making a movie every week, and I never know how we do it, especially the big, you know, the finale one. It's extraordinary. It's a huge show, probably the biggest show we've ever done. And we did it in 14 days. I mean, it's definitely a 20-day show when you see it. It's huge. And, yeah, I'm very proud. We couldn't do it without the crew. We have an exceptional crew, and, you know, they are like a very well-oiled machine, and everyone, if you watch, everyone seems to be like hanging out, not doing very much, but it's really moving very, very fast. And they really care, and they make sure it's perfect. And, you know, the actors, we've got a terrific cast. And there's a lovely feeling on the set. I think it's the feeling of a family show behind the scenes, because we are all family. And I think that pervades. I think if everybody was sort of, you know, the tough, normal kind of Hollywood type, it wouldn't have the same feeling on the show, because be a different type of energy. But the people on the set are, well, if you come at lunchtime or any time, there's babies everywhere, you know, backstage babies and dogs, and people's lives are kind of brought in.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened on the set, Jane?
Gosh, there have been so many funny things. I think one funny time was, it wasn't funny for Joe, but I thought it was very hysterical. We did a scene where we were all, you know, supposed to be off, and gosh, well, we better go and find them or protect them or whatever it was we were going to do. And we turned around, had to get up on our horses and ride off. And we turned around, and I, you know, as fast as I could safely, I climbed up on my horse and rode off. And meanwhile, Joe decided to be Mr. Action Man. He jumped and launched himself onto the horse and landed on the other side. Horse was kind of looking around like, what's that all about? Horse vaulting. Then we've got a wonderful gag reel. I mean, there's some wonderful moments where Sean Toobie sort of mounted the horse and ended up just being dragged by a stirrup, you know. There's times, of course, when we just can't get the lines out and we just start giggling, and that's a disaster. When I giggle, I cry. I mean, for me, a compulsive giggle is like a full flood of tears, and so it's just, you know, I can't, I don't know why that happens, but once I go, I'm gone, and, you know, we all have to wait.
Gee, I'd love to see that reel sometime. You think that'll ever be made public?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure they'll put it on some blooper thing sometime.